Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Pastor Steve Swinburne with Price Chapel. Pastor Steve, it's always a pleasure to get you in and talk with you. I appreciate you making time for us today.
Thanks for having me on, Jordan.
Definitely. Hey, it's an exciting time at Price Chapel. Right now, you guys are gearing up for the Christmas Eve candlelight services. I know this is a big tradition. It's something that you guys put a lot of time and effort into, and I know it's something that the community has really gravitated towards over the last, 15, 20 years. I mean, it gets bigger and bigger, it seems like, every year.
Yeah, it seems like it does grow every year. There's such a nostalgia to Christmas Eve and coming together. And so we want to invite the community out this year to our Christmas Eve services, 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. at Price Chapel.
Now, it doesn't matter what religion you are. I know you guys have done such a great job with the candlelight services. So for maybe someone who has never attended, again, religion preference does not really matter when it comes to the candlelight service.
Yeah, you're welcome. No matter what denomination or church you're part of, we sing Christmas carols and share some stories and scriptures. In prayer, we do candle lighting, and I'll be sharing a short message this year called Home for Christmas. And Christmas is all about God making a home among us, but also us inviting Jesus into our home. And so that's kind of what it'll go on. It'll be about 60 minutes, and everyone's invited.
Now, you have to do two services because of the popularity of this event.
Yeah, so we'll probably have at least 300 people between the two services this year. So we like to just make an opportunity so it's not like packed and the fire marshal has to come and shut us down. And then at the 5 p.m. service, we will have childcare for 3 years and under at the 5 p.m. only. So if you have little ones that you want to not have on your lap during the service, welcome to come to that service.
Tell me about the way you go about putting the evening together. Because like I said, I know it's such a big event. I'm sure you work on this months in advance, mm-hmm. I would assume. So what goes into actually putting together the agenda for the event and the service?
Yeah, so it kind of starts with coming up with a theme that we want to base everything around. And I'm always looking for a new angle on the Christmas story, this story of Jesus' birth, and how can we, in a way, make the familiar unfamiliar so it inspires us again with reverence and awe and love. And so work on doing that. And then we bring in our music people, our worship team, pulling together what we're doing for songs, and we do a kids message and all of that coming together, plus all the volunteers it takes to pull it off.
This year is a little bit different from last year. Christmas Eve was on a Sunday.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so it changes up a little bit, right? It changes the way you guys do things.
Yeah, that always changes things too, depending on where it falls. So a couple years ago, Christmas was on a Sunday, so we did a couple big Christmas Eve services the night before, and then we didn't do Sunday morning. So yeah, it's always changing.
As far as one of the things, Pastor Steve, that I love about Christmas in general, especially when we talk about the candlelight services, I love the music selection. Mm-hmm. That's got to be difficult. That's probably the most difficult part of all, right? Selecting the music, mm-hmm. selecting, everything that we're going to be singing on these mm-hmm. on this night.
Yeah, so we have a worship team that works hard on that, and special numbers they do, and bring in, the old carols, but also some fresh stuff too. So it's really important.
It's a perfect way to spend Christmas Eve. And again, it's only an hour long. So 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock and then 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So two options for you. You can fit in wherever you want to do your Christmas Eve dinner.
Yeah, definitely. And you do want to get there early. I mean, I will say that. You want to make sure you get there early because the people do pile in. And like I said, it's become a tradition. I think it's something that's kind of taken on, an entity of its own. I mean, I think people talk about the candlelight service at Price Chapel. You guys have done such a terrific job with it.
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, come early. And for more information, you can check out our website, pricechapel.org. We have a Facebook event page. We also have Instagram and Twitter. You can find us on there or just call our church office, which is 637-5244.
Everybody knows where Price Chapel is as well. It's right behind Wendy's. You can't miss it. And so, again, pricechapel.org. Check that out. 611 West Price River Drive. Everyone is invited to the Christmas Eve candlelight services. And as you mentioned, you expect about 300 people between the two.
Yeah, hopefully maybe even more this year.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Pastor Steve, a pleasure to get you in. Thank you. We'll see you on Christmas Eve.
Thanks.
For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.